Today we're going to look at the life and some of the works of one of America's finest modern female poets, Sylvia Plath. At the time of her death in 1963, Sylvia Plath was on the verge of the critical success and recognition that she had sought for most of her life. Her first novel, The Bell Jar, had just been published, and the publication of her collection of poems, Ariel, had just been agreed. These poems, which were mostly written during the last year of her life, chronicle the traumatic developments taking place in her personal life and were to make for her a reputation as a first-rate poet. But it wasn't until 1982, almost 20 years after her death, that her posthumously published Collected Poems won the Pulitzer Prize for Literature. Since this time, the fascination and intrigue with her work has continued to grow. Very few modern poets have captured the popular imagination as much as Plath, even to the extent that in 2003, a movie was made about her life and her intense relationship with husband and fellow poet Ted Hughes. To understand the continued growth in interest in her work, we have to look at the issues which her life and work address. As Susan Basnett writes in her book on women writers, dying as she did in 1963, Sylvia Plath never knew that so soon afterwards the problems of what and how women write was to become such a crucial matter and was to be debated by so many other women. So Sylvia Plath was a woman writing about women's issues before they were recognized as being of any importance. Sylvia Plath was born in Robinson Memorial Hospital in Boston, October 27, 1932. She was the firstborn child of Otto and Aurelia Plath, both highly educated academic people. Her father, Otto, was a professor of biology at Boston University, but her mother had been subjugated into a domestic role as housewife, despite her level of education. Her father was not too pleased with the birth of his daughter and demanded that his wife have a son within the next 2 years. Amazingly enough, his wife obliged by giving birth to a son almost exactly 2 years later. This domineering father figure became a common theme that recurred throughout Plath's writing. With the birth of her brother, Sylvia had to work much harder to win her father's attention and approval. When, in 1936, Plath's father became ill, access to him became even more restricted, and Plath's main means of getting attention from her father was by achieving academic success. This meant that from an early age, she began to equate love with success.